Hello, you're listening to Lesson 5 in the Magic of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Adonai. With this lesson, we will explore another specific use of the magic of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Adonai, the creation of your own triple shield. By triple shield, I mean a three-part shield that encases your physical, astral, and mental bodies independently and simultaneously. The triple shield is constructed in three steps. First, the physical body is shielded, then the astral body, and finally the mental body. For each part of the triple shield, we will accumulate 3 quanta of the Adonai rainbow-hued light and wrap it around ourselves. Then, during the pause between Adonai and Ribono Shel Olam, we will impregnate this accumulated light with our instructions for our shielding and bind it to the universal storehouse of light so that it may exist continuously without our needing to replenish it. Then, with the Ribono Shel Olam, we will release this accumulated light in the usual manner and cast it out to the philosophical edges of the infinite universe. In this way, we bless our shield and connect it to the universal storehouse of light, the divine. As we shepherd the return of this light, we direct it to surround our bodies and shield us as we have willed. And then, with the Amen, it becomes concrete fact. In this lesson, I will lead you through the construction of all 3 parts of the triple shield, starting with the physical shield and ending with the mental shield. However, you may want to create only 1 part of the shield at a time. If so, then follow along until the physical shield is complete and return to the lesson another time. With your second working, redo your physical shield and then create your astral shield on top of that. Finally, on your third working, redo your physical shield and astral shield, and add on your mental shield as a final layer. The philosophy or quality that underpins a shield is vitally important. Personally, I prefer a shield that alerts me to any incoming or ambient negative influences, and then gives me the option to either let them in or reject them entirely as I see fit. We can learn many important lessons from our encounters with negative forces and unpleasant circumstances, so avoiding them entirely misses the point. This is the type of shield that I will be directing you to create. However, should you desire to create a different sort of shield based upon a different philosophy, then you should feel free to modify my instructions as you see fit. So, let's move on to the practice itself. It is best if you stand upright for the creation of your shield, but if this is impossible or uncomfortable, then sitting erect will suffice. We will begin with a cleansing by employing the canticle short form 3 times in succession. This rids our 3 bodies of all negativity that we may be holding at this moment. Let's chant together now. Ani Yod Hey Vav Hey Adonai Ribono Shel Olam Amen. Ani Yod Heh Vav Heh Adonai Ribono Shel Olam Amen. Ani Yod Heh Vav Heh Adonai Ribono Shel Olam Amen. Very well. Now feel the dimensions of your physical body. Try to feel your whole body at once. Now let's accumulate our 3 quanta of rainbow light by chanting the Ani through Adonai 3 times in succession. As you accumulate the light, wrap it around the exterior of your physical body and circulate it clockwise, left to right in front of you and right to left in back of you. Let the density and vibrancy of the light increase with each repetition.
Ani Yod Heh Vav Heh Adonai Ani Yod Heh Vav Heh Adonai Ani Yod Heh Vav Heh Adonai.
Very well. Now hold this light, keep it circulating, and increase its density. Now we will impregnate this accumulated light with our instructions. First, we must impress upon it the nature of its purpose. Whether it be with words or thought alone is up to you, but you must instruct this light to act as a permanent barrier to all incoming or ambient negative energies. Instruct it to alert you when negative energies are present. Instruct it to always remain active, even when your mind is on other things, until such time as you consciously decide to release it. Instruct it to constantly replenish itself from the universal storehouse of light. Spend a few moments now focused upon this light shield and see to it that it conforms to your desire. And now we will send our accumulated light out along its journey to the divine. As you speak the Ani through Adonai, instead of accumulating another quanta of light, use the descending light to enhance the structure of what you have created. With the Ribono Shel Olam, release the light and let it touch the edges of the infinite universe. As it rebounds to you, shepherd its course and make sure it connects with the universal storehouse of energy, drawing its energy from the entire universe. And finally, with the Amen, see that it forms a solid shield of light surrounding your physical body. Let's chant together now.
Ani Yod He Vav He Adonai Ribono Shel Olam Amen.
Wonderful. Now spend a few moments visualizing and stabilizing your physical shield. Now we will create our astral shield. As with the physical shield, we will start by sensing the dimensions of our astral body. Try to sense your whole astral body all at once. Now let's accumulate our three quanta of rainbow light by chanting the Ani through Adonai three times in succession. As you accumulate the light, wrap it around the exterior of your astral body and circulate it clockwise in concert with your physical shield. Let the density and vibrancy of the light increase with each repetition.
Ani Yod He Vav He Adonai Ani Yod He Vav He Adonai Ani Yod He Vav He Adonai.
Very well. Now hold this light, keep it circulating, and increase its density. Now we will impregnate this accumulated light with our instructions that this light act as a permanent barrier to all incoming or ambient negative energies. That it is to alert you when negative energies are present. That it is always to remain active, even when your mind is on other things, until such time as you consciously decide to release it. That it is to constantly replenish itself from the universal storehouse of light. Spend a few moments now focused upon this light shield and see to it that it conforms to your desire. And now we will send our accumulated light out along its journey to the divine. Let's chant together now.
Ani Yod He Vav He Adonai Ribono Shel Olam Amen.
Wonderful. Now spend a few moments visualizing and stabilizing your astral shield. Unite your astral shield with your physical shield so that they function as a single entity. Now we will create our mental shield. As before, we will sense the dimensions of our mental body. Begin by sensing your entire astrophysical body. This effectively spreads your mental body out over your entire corpus. Now try to sense your whole mental body all at once. Now let's accumulate our three quanta of rainbow light by chanting the Ani through Adonai three times in succession. As before, wrap it around the exterior of your mental body and circulate it clockwise in concert with your astrophysical shield. Let the density and vibrancy of the light increase with each repetition.
Ani Yod He Vav He Adonai Ani Yod He Vav He Adonai Ani Yod He Vav He Adonai.
Very well. Now hold this light, keep it circulating, and increase its density. Now we will impregnate this accumulated light with our instructions that this light act as a permanent barrier to all incoming or ambient negative energies. That it is to alert you when negative energies are present. That it is to always remain active, even when your mind is on other things, until such time as you consciously decide to release it. And that it is to constantly replenish itself from the universal storehouse of light. Spend a few moments now focused upon this light shield and see to it that it conforms to your desire. And now we will send our accumulated light out along its journey to the divine. Let's chant together now.
Ani Yod He Vav He Adonai Ribono Shel Olam Amen.
Wonderful. Now spend a few moments visualizing and stabilizing your mental shield. Unite your mental shield with your astrophysical shield so that they function as a single entity. We will close as we began, with three repetitions of the canticle short form. This will fuse our three-part shield into a true triple shield that functions as a single entity.
Ani Yod He Vav He Adonai Ribono Shel Olam Amen. Ani Yod He Vav He Adonai ribono shellolam. Amen. Ani yod he vav he Adonai ribono shellolam. Amen.
Wonderful. Now let's turn our attention away from our shield and let it begin to function on its own. It is wise to revisit the creation of your shield at least once a week for the first month. Until you get the hang of connecting your shield to the universal storehouse of light, it may need periodic recharging. This can be accomplished by simply accumulating the light and binding it to the shield you have already created. As you do this, be sure to reiterate your instructions, especially your instructions that it replenish itself from the universal storehouse of light. You can, at any time, make changes to your shield simply by modifying your instructions and impressing them upon the light itself. You can also terminate your shield or turn it off temporarily. Your shield is your own creation, so you get to set its parameters. Ordinarily, your shield will recede to the background of your awareness, but you can easily call it up by merely thinking about it. This will ignite your shield to full force, so to speak, and it will become a consciously protective ally. Using the same technique, combined with the transference of consciousness that Franz Bardon described in Step 4 of his initiation into Hermetics, you can generate shields around other objects or people. Alternately, you can create a shield and then project it around an external object. Or you can cause one to coalesce around an external object without it first passing through your own body. You can even extend your own triple shield to encompass another person or object. The options are as limitless as your creative imagination. I wish you many happy, fruitful years of experimentation and shield crafting. This ends Lesson 5. You may continue on to Lesson 6 whenever you want, now that you have created your triple shield.